gentlemen, that takes care of all of the regular business for this evening. All we have left now is under old business.
We have a request for case number 11310, Zia LLC. We have a letter from Rick Burl and from Burl and Feinberg LLP attorneys requesting that the board grant approval of a one-year time extension. They had variances granted for this site on March 26th of 2014. There was an appeal subsequently taken to the Superior Court by several neighbors. That appeal was resolved by virtue of a private agreement between the parties, and the Superior Court appeal has now been dismissed. Because of the appeal and the risk involved in building, Zia refrains from any additional construction-related activity. Now we are getting into colder weather, which will prevent any real construction activity from taking place. Assuming that a one-year deadline for commencing construction will expire on March 25th of 2015, they're requesting the original expiration date be extended by 1 year to March 25th of 2016, and so request that you grant a one-year time extension.
And Mr. Lank, if I recall, this was one where there was an appeal taken to Superior Court, and this was one, I believe it was a beachfront property, and they were doing some additions, and the parties reached, the neighbors had raised the appeal, and they reached an agreement, and it was resolved.
Yeah, I have a copy of the notice of dismissal pursuant to Superior Court Civil Rule Number 41A. Here, petitioners hereby dismiss the writ of whatever.
Sir Shirori.
For a reason that the disputed issue had been resolved by parties hereto prior to the filing of any responsive pleading.
I believe that was sometime in the summer, maybe June, July.
That was in July.
Okay. Right. So there's about 6 months from the time the board heard the thing to when they actually dismissed it. So there was a time gap there too.
Okay.
So if you're favorable towards granting a time extension, it should be limited to 1 year.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the 1 year time extension for case number 310. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote, 5-0, a one-year time extension is granted for case number 11310. Okay, gentlemen, that's all we have for this.
Just for record, Kelly, if you put in there that it terminates on March 25th, 2016. No way there's a clear date.
Yeah. March 25th?
Maybe.
Yeah, 2016.
How many cases? Yeah. Okay, that's it. Jimmy, I'd like to ask you just one quick.
Sure.
On these cases that we got that you sent in the mail, I read them while I was out. Are there many more of them out there, or how we come up with any of them?
I just filed a brief today, and that was the last. There's one more brief I have to do.
There's five on that we're out with.
How many we got out there? Five?
I believe there's five, yeah.
Yeah, because I read there's other ones in there. Yeah. Wait, yeah.
And realistically, this isn't something that should be discussed in public because it's ongoing litigation. Yes, there.
Well, you could tell us how many cases.
Well, just how many cases.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe there's five.
I had no question.
I've been busy.
All right, I'm going to go to that
meeting. No, I don't want to go to court.
I don't want to.
How many are out there?
Now, I had a question.
Five.
But I guess I'll call you. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion.
There was some discussion about our rules.
Yep, bylaws and our new ones that could be done or looking at. Sent them to us, and
we were going to discuss it at some point.
Yeah, we
do that at a meeting.
Was talking with Everett today about that issue, and he suggested it might be something to do in the new year, right after the new year. So
that's what I thought.
You know, it might be one of those things where if we could set it up on an agenda for a discussion and review, and if you all have suggestions for me, if you could get them to me,
sure.
Maybe in the next two, 3 weeks or so. That way I could review them. I've got some that I've looked at and, mm-hmm. you know, some things that just are probably updating. I mean, it's been passed in 1998, so.
Well, that was my next question, but I didn't rather bring it up, but John went ahead and asked, you know, what,
you could
give us an idea what to do.
If you could send them to me, and then that way I can maybe circulate something.
Okay.
That might be the best way to approach it. That way everybody kind of look at it at their own leisure. And then plan on after the new year tackling that.
You know, I gave you a copy of all three, board, commission, and council. They're a little bit different because they're different functions.
And, you know, I don't know what
so it's probably beneficial to go through them all and compare a little bit.
Absolutely. That's part of what I'm doing as well. I've been planning on doing it once these briefs are done. So.
You have some more of those copies of those in the mail?
Yeah, I could do that.
Would you mind doing that?
No.
Please? Why not? I don't know if you'd look at it more, but I couldn't find it. Yes, sir.
Did we adjourn?
No,
I'm waiting for a motion.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion. We adjourn.
A second?
Can't see the clock.
All those in favor?
A second.
All those in favor? Second?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Yeah, I thought we'd eat some.
Meeting adjourned.